Thank you. Now you've all absorbed and digested all of that information, so now we can put a full stop to that and move on to the next. Yeah. So our wonderful guests have been exposed to lots of meditation instruction, information about all sorts of wonderful things about the Brahma Kumaris philosophy and knowledge of the soul and the supreme, and today karma. We're halfway through. We just started talking about taxi form, so unfortunately we're already thinking about moving home. So we're going to do more of this at the end of this, the program, with Jenti Ben and Dr. Nirmala and others. But maybe now, I think there are a few people who are really interested in a bit more understanding of how do you take the meditation. Here we're sitting in this hall, and in the mornings in other places, practicing meditation, sitting in quiet space, maybe some background music, maybe some guided meditation. That's very pleasant, no? But when we go back home, that's not necessarily what we find at home or at work when we might need to do some meditation. So some thoughts about alternate ways of doing that and incorporating this in our daily life. Maybe that's a good place to start.
Yes, it's a question that all of us ask actually on a regular basis, even today. When we have new insights and new experiences, how can we hold on to those experiences? And what I found very useful here in learning meditation is that meditation is not a passive experience in the sense that we have to consciously and deliberately engage in a practice. And so when you understand about the soul, what it is, how it works, then it's that information that we can use to take ourselves into an experience. And something I would like to introduce at this point, and that is that we speak about meditation, but actually, amongst ourselves, we speak about something else as meditation. And we call it remembrance, yad. Remembrance is only of that which you already know. So what we're really trying to do in meditation is remember. Remember who we are. Remember that we're souls. Remember that our original qualities are peace. So, you know, generally when you might do something, you might start from a place where I have to get somewhere. But think about this idea that when you begin the practice of meditation, to think and to understand that you are already that. You are already peace. You are already love. And when you sit down to meditate, when you sit down to take that time, you are trying to reawaken the memory of that. And we use all of these different tools that we've introduced you to here, whether it's music, whether it's atmosphere even, which is an important aspect of the practice of meditation, being with like-minded people even. All of these aspects are aspects that reawaken your memory. Even the understanding of the soul, understanding of yourself being separate from this physical body, is a very important aspect of the practice of meditation, because you are beginning to become aware of what you already are. And so I think this is a very key aspect to remember. And also it's a practice. Just because I know, just because I understand, it's not going to happen like that. Because we've been so far away from it for such a long time. So it's a moment by moment thing. You know, it's not about saying, well, okay, I'm going to meditate for half an hour and I should be able to do it for half an hour. Starting with a few minutes, starting with a minute, starting with 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes. And as you begin to get to grips with what's going on inside yourself, then you extend that period of sitting down meditation, which is important to build the power, build the awareness, build the consciousness, so that when you are engaged in action and interaction and relationship with others, it's a second thing. It's a second thing to say, I must remember that. I must remember to be peaceful. I remember. I must remember I'm a soul. I must remember that person is a soul. And I can't blame them for what they are. It's a question of really only a second. And I have to say that it's about practice, day in and day out, and the consistency of practice. The more we consistently practice, the more we're able to tap into that very, very quickly whenever there is a need. And you also get to a point where it's not a question of tapping into it, but it's a question of being that. And you don't need to remember. I always think of when you learn new information, then to begin with, you have to make conscious effort to remember something. And then as you make the effort to remember, you get to a point where you don't have to make the effort, but the information is readily available to you. And that's a second phase where your information is readily available to you. And then as you use that information over a long period of time, you have felt the power of that information, the power of the practice of that information. And then it's not even a question of the information readily being available to you, but actually you are that, and you naturally begin to experience it. But, you know, it doesn't take long. It might sound like but actually you get to grips with it very quickly, providing there is consistency in your practice on a daily basis. It has to be on a daily basis. Is that helpful?
Nice and simple, huh? We're training ourselves, aren't we? We're developing new habits of how we operate.
Absolutely. It's about new habits. It's some of the things that Golo was explaining at the end were very interesting, that we are so ingrained in our habits that the habits come to the forefront even when we don't want them to. And so we have to, in that sense, we have to sit down and change the mindset. We have to change. We experience different energy inside ourselves so that it's that energy that's readily available to us.
Maybe there's one, maybe an extension of that, an extension of that topic in a way, before we then move into some nice meditation practice, mm-hmm. is that if we take that discussion further about normal day-to-day life, mm-hmm. how about when we're actually not only just at home or at work and in a different place, but actually karma yoga, so when we're actually actively doing other things. Mm. We know, we've now learnt that the soul is in the body and the soul is making the decision that drives things. So when we're actively doing things and we're mentally engaged in whatever it is that we're doing, mm. can we meditate or be spiritual at the same time and as well as active?
Well, we have to be. I would say we have to be spiritual. And that is, and that's interesting that you should position it like that. Because then that is more about our attitude and about our mindset, about what I think about what I'm doing. Do I do what I do out of compulsion? Do I dislike what I do? Can I change my mind? Can I change my mind about how I perceive what I do? And I think it's that actually helps us make what we do an expression of our love. I always think of karma yoga, and that means whatever it is that we do. When I think of what I do as an expression, as an offering of what I am inside myself, then anything that I do, no matter how mundane that task might be, or how intellectual, or how whatever that task might be, it can be karma yoga. Because I was telling them, we were doing the session on karma this morning, simplest task. Simplest, how mundane they might be. But when I see that this as an expression of my love, that I am doing something to make a difference, to make a contribution in the world around me, that for me is karma yoga. Whether you're cooking or cleaning or giving a magnificent lecture or whatever it might be, when I'm very clear about why I'm doing what I'm doing, then I change that into an ordinary mundane task into something unique and something special. So I think it's really about our attitude and mindset. But also, when we meditate over a long period of time, our internal state of being changes. When there is greater calmness, when there is greater clarity, when there is a greater understanding, then whatever situation I find myself in, I can work or engage in that with calmness, with clarity. And with that clarity, I know exactly what I'm doing, why I'm doing, and what the result of what I'm going to do is going to be as well. So I think there are all of these different elements of karma yoga. And so it's not about doing something and I'm in meditation. Even just experiencing separation between what I'm doing and what I am inside myself is an aspect of karma yoga. It's an aspect of working with a difference. That will bring different quality to what I'm doing, a different vibration and a different energy to what I'm doing. Okay?
Love it. Thank you. I think that's enough to ponder on for a while, yeah? So how about we have some quiet meditation? Maybe just a little bit of music to start with, Suresh, but then quiet until 7:30, and then we can quietly go to dinner.
So,
thank you, Landa.
Should I speak out some thoughts?
That'd be lovely. Yeah.
Okay. So I'll speak out some thoughts to begin with, just to take us into that space. And I would also recommend that whenever you hear anyone here share the guided thoughts with you, always be aware that you too can do the same for yourself. Not just here, but when you go home, these guided thoughts become a training in a sense as to how you would think about or what you would think about when you are meditating. Because it's really about creating thoughts and experiencing the vibration and the energy of that thought and holding that vibration and that energy. And it could be anything. There are a trillion thoughts that we can have, trillion feelings, trillion experiences. And at any given moment in time, it could be something different. So let's just experience just being present here in this moment right now. And notice, just noticing is such a powerful thing. When something changes in my thoughts and my feelings, and my vibration changes, when I notice that vibration, I'm present with it. So rest your eyes in one place, just gazing. Because when the eyes become distracted, your mind is bound to be distracted. So as you rest your eyes and sense the calmness that descends upon this room and this space, notice how you become enveloped by this vibration of calmness. Your breathing slows down and softens. Notice your breath soften. Notice air going through your nose and the rising up of your belly as you breathe in
rising up and down as you breathe out. As you notice the softening of your vibration, hold yourself there for a moment or two and become soft with it. Actually, this is the softness that we seek. Not only is the world a harsh place, but we've managed to make ourselves the same. Soft, gentle awareness of yourself as a spiritual energy. Conscient thinking. Living being. Your body becomes still, and your mind begins to direct itself and enjoy itself in this present moment of softness, of quietness, of peace. This is the best space that I can take myself into. Concentration becomes easy because this is who I am. I am this. I have always been this. I just forgot. This place of power inside myself. it's from this place that I become open to the unconditional presence of God, the Divine, the Supreme. Again held in the warm gaze of unconditional acceptance. Available to me now and forever. I just turn my mind to that, and I'm in that presence. Yourself into this space. As I allow myself to relax into this space, I am held. Held by peace.
It is true that when we're in a gathering, we're able to be present and go deep inside very quickly. But it's our journey. Journey to take ourselves deep inside ourselves. There's benefit in being in a gathering, big gathering like this. There's a different experience in being in a smaller gathering, but also a different experience in being by yourself and practicing. And all these experiences are important part of our growth. So to take whatever is available to us at any given moment in time and use it for when we don't have it as well. So that's the purpose of gatherings like this, meetings like this, so that when you go away from here, our success is not that you say, oh, I need to go to the Brahma Kumaris to do this. Our success is that you go away from here and you say, I learned to do this for myself. So congratulations in advance to be able to do that. Om Shanti. And have a good evening. Thank you.